This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Congress passed legislation that would avoid a partial federal government shutdown and keep the government funded through December 3rd and sent the bill to President Joe Biden. The House approved the short-term funding measure by a vote of 254 to 175, not long after the Senate had passed it 65 to 35. A large majority of Republicans in both chambers voted against it. The legislation was needed to keep the government running once the current budget year ended at midnight Thursday. Passage will buy lawmakers more time to craft the spending measures that will fund federal agencies and the programs that they administer. The back-to-back votes by the Senate and then the House will help avert one crisis, but just delay another as the political parties dig in on a dispute over how to raise the government's borrowing cap before the United States risks a potentially catastrophic default. Ethiopia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Thursday it is expelling seven senior UN officials 2 days after the UN aid chief warned hundreds of thousands of people in the northern region of Tigray were likely experiencing famine due to a government blockade of aid. Five of the seven people being expelled worked for the OCHA, a sixth works for UNICEF, and the seventh works for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. The move comes amid increasing international criticism over conditions in Tigray, and as all parties to fighting in northern Ethiopia face the possibility of sanctions. On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were down more than 1 1/3%. The S&P 500 was off by 0.38%, and the NASDAQ had dropped 0.19%. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday that just 15 of Africa's 54 countries have reached its target of fully vaccinating 10% of their population against COVID-19 by the end of September. WHO Africa's Program Area Manager for Immunization and Vaccine Development, Dr. Richard Mahigo, also said that half of African countries have inoculated only 2% or less of their people.
Unfortunately, 70% of African countries have missed this important milestone to protect their most vulnerable, with half of the 52 countries with COVID vaccination program in Africa have inoculated less than 2% of their population.
African countries have received more than 200 million vaccine doses so far and have administered more than 70% of them. Just 4% of Africa's population of 1.3 billion people has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Greece will impose a nighttime curfew and ban music at bars, cafes, and restaurants in Thessaloniki, its second biggest city, following an increase in COVID-19 cases. The government's civil protection ministry said Thessaloniki City and its wider region and the neighboring region of Halkidiki, along with the central city of Larissa, will be moved into Tier 4 restrictions for a week on October 1st. Infections have stabilized across the country, but cases have surged in northern Greece. With a population of 11 million people, the country so far has administered more than 12 million first vaccination shots. About 58% of Greeks are fully vaccinated. Lawyers for former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who was convicted Thursday and sentenced to a year of house arrest for illegal campaign financing charges, say he will appeal the ruling. The court said Sarkozy would be allowed to serve the one-year sentence at home by wearing an electronic monitoring bracelet. Sarkozy, the French president from 2007 to 2012, had vigorously denied wrongdoing during the trial in May and June. He was accused of having spent almost twice the maximum legal amount of 22.5 million euros on the re-election bid that he lost to socialist François Hollande. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose for the third straight week last week. The Labor Department said the claims rose unexpectedly by 11,000 last week to 362,000. Since topping 90,000 in early January, applications had fallen fairly steadily as the economy bounced back from last year's shutdowns. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.